I disagree totally and entirely with that statement, because what I have here, the Relatio Postdeceptationem, says homosexuals have gifts and qualities to offer to the Christian community. Are we capable of welcoming these people, guaranteeing to them a fraternal space in our communities, without compromising Catholic doctrine on the family and matrimony? So you see, these are just questions that are being asked.
But the question goes to the very heart, again, of Catholicism, does it, when it comes to the matter of gay people, because the church has been known to have a long-held opposition to same-sex relationships and marriage.
No, I think some of you are making a little bit more of suggestions that are coming as if positions have been taken. Positions have not yet been taken. After the Relatio, there will be what we call the propositions that will be given to the Holy Father, coming from all the documents. Then it's the Holy Father's duty to do what we call post-synodal apostolic exhortation. That would be the one that would show what the church's stand is. But currently, it is on discussion, please.
Is it too soon then for the conservative groups who are rejecting the report, as you say, at this stage, one of these groups labeling it as a betrayal of what the church's values are when it comes to same-sex relationships?
It's true that the conservatives feel it's a betrayal, you understand. So also the progressives feel that it is a progressive step. So it tells you the church, we have progressives, we have conservatives, and we respect all of them and their opinion. But the church has not in any way at all changed its opinion with regards to homosexuality. All it is saying is that human beings have a right to be respected for whatever position they take, and they should be helped to bring their own gifts to bear in whatever condition they find themselves. I like to go to the scriptures. John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. Jesus himself, in the face of the woman supposedly caught in adultery, makes a statement that is very, very classical, you know, verse 11. What did he say? After the people had left, those who wanted to stone her, he asks her, "Woman, has no one condemned you?" The woman says, "No, not one." Then Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." You see the point? So Jesus respects the person of the woman. And Jesus is not going to condemn the woman, just as Pope Francis said on his way from Rio de Janeiro, "Who am I to condemn homosexuals?" No. But Jesus went on to say, "Go and sin no more." That means that sort of indulgence that the woman was involved in was sinful. This is the church's stance, that there is sin in certain relationships. That one, I don't think the church has changed its opinion.